Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, this is Jeff Green for Payments.com. And on today's podcast, we're joined by Joe Majestic, Director of Corporate Strategy and Research at TSYS. Welcome to the podcast, Joe.
Well, thanks for having me, Jeff.
TSYS has conducted a study of consumer payment preferences in the U.S. for many years, but I believe this is the first study TSYS has conducted of the Canadian market. What motivated you to conduct this study?
Well, we have a number of clients in Canada, and we wanted to provide them with consumer data that could help them as they formulate strategies and tactics. Our plan is to conduct a study each year to better understand how consumer preferences will change over time.
Of all the information you gathered, what was the surprising finding from the study?
I think for us, the overall preferences were the most interesting. The preference for credit cards and debit cards were essentially identical at 34 and 33% respectively. But given the market dynamics in Canada, we expected to see debit preferred over credit by some margin. In addition, cash was preferred by 19% of consumers, and that was surprising. Particularly given the fact that in order to participate in the study, you had to have both a credit card and a debit card.
Any indication of why there was so much cash use?
Just we have seen stuff from different locations, but no, that was really a surprise to us.
Mm-hmm. Did you discover any data on what might be making consumers use one card versus another?
Well, we did, and it comes down to basically rewards and incentives are the key drivers. We asked consumers to rank features that would influence choosing one card over another. Cashback and discounts on purchases ranked first, followed by the ability to use the card's loyalty points to discount a purchase at the point of sale. We also asked consumers what would influence them to use a merchant-issued card, and again, it was rewards and special offers that topped the list.
Mm-hmm. What about any variability by merchant location?
We did see variability by location. Credit was preferred at 5 of the 8 merchant categories we asked about, and that included supermarkets, gas stations, online retailers, dine-in restaurants, and department stores. Cash was the preferred payment method at discount stores, coffee shops, and fast food restaurants. Debit cards were not preferred at any of the locations, but was second in most.
There are a number of mobile payment initiatives taking flight in the Canadian market right now. Did you address that topic in the study? And if so, what did you discover?
We did. We found that 45% of respondents indicated an interest in using their mobile phone to make payments. We also asked if they had a preferred technology. NFC came out first, slightly more so than using a QR code. Consumers also showed strong preferences for mobile capabilities related to payments. So that would be, for example, being notified of a transaction on your phone, being able to dispute it. Those items ranked high with consumers.
Getting back to that cash issue, that still, to me, seemed oddly high, especially with in a country where debit is such a strong product. Do you see mobile potentially affecting that percentage and bringing it down a bit?
Well, I think that's really the promise of mobile in terms of profitability, for example. I mean, I think if you can displace cash transactions onto a mobile phone, then there's much more of a business case for a bank to move in that direction.
Thanks for your time again today, Joe. How can someone learn more about the TSYS 2014 Canadian Consumer Payment Preference Study and other services you offer?
Well, they can visit us on the web at www.tsys.com, or they can send me an email directly at joemajestic@tsys.com.
Great. Well, it's good talking to you, Joe, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you.